Hey, Double X peeps, welcome to the very first Double X podcast. I am Ithaca.
This doesn't count as a podcast, it's a vlogcast.
Sorry.
We could release it as both.
Okay, that's a good idea. Anyway.
Why not have
four
queer nostos?
I can't pronounce that. Super well prepared. Okay, so we should tell them what we're talking about.
Today we're going to be talking about Girls Make Games and their Kickstarter for the game called The Hole.
Story.
The Hole Story.
It's a pun. It's not W-Hole.
This is a highly professional production tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, 100%. And then we're going to be talking about Comic-Con and the Geek Couture at the Comic-Con. And we should totally introduce ourselves if we're going to release this as audio only, because maybe people can't remember what our voices are like. So this is Ari.
Hi, Ari.
Okay.
This is Ithaca.
I'm Muse.
Hey, Muse. Okay, cool. Let's talk about the whole story. I can't open any of the tabs, sorry, because I'm filming.
Me neither. So I'm just going off memory. But Girls Make Games, I wanted to talk about a bit first, which is an initiative group thing that does like a summer camp for girls. Probably just in America, because that's how these things go.
No, if you look at it, they've got a Sydney and a Melbourne.
Really?
Sydney somewhere. Yeah, okay. It's not Perth. It's never going to be Perth, probably. Ever.
Nothing is Perth. We get nothing.
Yeah, I'm...
Never get anything.
I'm opening up now, just in case, but I'm pretty sure it's Melbourne and Sydney.
No, that sounds completely 100% legit.
Yeah.
So basically the idea is the same thing that we have often discussed, which is girls make up it's like 47% of the gamer base of gaming, and they make up 12% of the like developer base, which is... Oh wait, maybe it's not developers, maybe that's just like industry, so maybe that includes press, which is literally not the same thing at all. Am I right?
Yes.
So they're basically trying to just kind of make girls be more passionate about and interested in and make it more okay for them to be into games. And the whole story is the product of the inaugural Girls Make Games camp, I believe.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're completely right, and most of them are like, they're all like 10 to 15 or something, they're babies! I'm like, I couldn't make a game when I was 10 to 15.
Eldest is 16, which is amazing.
Like, I look at my life, I'm like, what did I do then? I just finished games, that's all I did, and went to school. I wish I'd made a game, it would have been the best thing.
I did neat stuff, but I didn't make a game.
Yeah.
Which is...
Melbourne, you can't see this, and it'll be backwards, but it says Melbourne and Sydney for the locations, so. Yeah, it's shit. It's actually really similar. It's actually really similar, the camp idea, to Ruby Girls, which is not for, well, it's not directed at young kids, but it's like a programming language, and girls are allowed to come, and you can take a boy if you want. Or other genders, but they have to be accompanied by a lady. So, and it's really good. It's all about getting people.
And that's not such a camp, as it is more of a you go there for a day and then you go back home and then you go there again.
I feel like that is because it's aimed at older people. Like, if it was for younger kids, it would be a lot harder for them to be picked up and drop off. But
I wish that people did more sleepover camps.
I would. Definitely do
cool.
that.
I just wish that, like, when I was in school, instead of going on the dumb bike riding camp that I had to go on as the least coordinated human on the planet, I could have gone on a games making camp.
I wanted to do anything. Do you remember when we were kids? Well, I was also from the country, so, like, no camps. But, like, I would have loved it. It would have been so sick to just go anywhere and then do something.
We did lit camp and we lost our shit over that.
That was so great.
I did band camp, funnily enough.
Really? You went to, what did you play?
Really?
Oh, I played saxophone and clarinet.
Oh my god, that is so cool. Saxophone is
so nerdy.
Okay.
And that was always lots of fun.
But have more fun. Would it have been if you'd made something, or like a recorded a video thing? Like making a game is really cool. The end.
Yeah. I mean, I would have, as a young teenager, I know that I did not have the most isolated teenagerdom in terms of being a girl that played games, but it would have been really cool to meet other people that were passionate about games in a setting which wasn't like, we're stuck in a class, I hate everyone, but we're talking to each other, and hey, you're all right.
Yeah.
And then just everyone, and all the adults there are into games, and you can just make it the core focus of the whole thing. I think it would be really neat.
Well, it's like, I liked games. I didn't know many people who liked games as well, but it never occurred to me that I could make one.
Yeah, and it's amazing now how they have all those the software to make your games, and I literally have now 100% forgotten all the names of those. But you have like RPG Maker and those sorts of things,
and where you can just
where you literally just like they've got pictures, and you can import pictures into some of them if you want. But it's pretty much you can write a story, and you can make bosses, and you can make them difficulties, and it's really great, and I wish that was around when I was younger, because now I just don't have enough time to like put in the hours to make a video game.
And let's be honest, the motivation or the will.
Yeah, when you were younger, do you remember like spending those hours like, I don't know, writing a story that you thought was fucking amazing? But now you're like, you write like two sentences, you're like, I'm shit, this is shit, I don't want to ever see it again. Whereas like, I feel like I'm a kid.
Like 2 hours writing a plot and being like, this is going to be the fucking best thing ever.
Yes,
like,
yes!
I'm done.
Yes, because if you were a kid, you would be fucking like, this is excellent, and you would do the whole thing, and then you would make your parents play it and be like, haha, you're shit, you didn't get past third level or something. I would be that kid. Story time, just before we go any further. Me and my parents, we used to, I would organize little game tournaments where we would have, like, I would make a little trophy, and I would be like, okay, everyone has to sit down and play this video game, and the person with the most points at the end wins this trophy. And the trophy was, like, a pine cone covered in glitter with, like, I don't know, stuck on a bit of wood. But, yeah, that's story time. There you go. So,
man, I wish my parents would have played games with me and wanted my shitty trophy.
Well, nobody wanted it. They were just like, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat you.
Winning is its
winning
own
is enough. Yeah.
Winning.
Did you just
say
the same thing as me, Hope?
Yes.
Muse?
It's got both. It's fine.
It's cool.
It's cool. Okay, sorry. Do we have any more questions about this thing? Because it's just really cool. Kids is cool.
So the Kickstarter is still running, isn't it?
But it has been funding. It's got like five other push thingies. Dig.
Yeah.
What are they called, everybody?
Being made.
Digging goals.
And released on all the platforms.
So you guys should probably head over there and maybe give them some money if you
literally
want
just
to.
Google Kickstarter and the whole story, and you'll find it's the first link.
It's so easy to find. So, but we could supply links.
Oh yeah, maybe. Oh, I'm gonna
it's
have to do this now.
It's hole as in H-O-L-E, digging as well. Not
holes in digging. Yeah, because but are we going to talk about the game now?
Tell us about the game. Could do it. Talk about the game.
All right. Yeah. You're a girl, and you're like an enthusiastic young archaeologist, and I presume you dig yourself into a hole, which makes a portal, and you get full Alice in Wonderlanded into another realm. And you're stuck there, and then you have to find the princess to find your way back through doing archaeology and digging holes and solving puzzles and making friends and doing quests. And it sounds so good.
It's got this really little cute, like, in the video intro, it's like you dig up some ancient artifact, and then you're like, what would you do if you were transported to a realm? And then there's kings and queens, and they probably ask you to rescue the princess. It's really cute, though. Like, I just want to play it. It's adorable. Back that shit.
I love the idea that digging solves all her problems.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this, Duke.
Duke, bro, Duke. But I'm a little sad. I wanted there to be more. Or it didn't look like, maybe this is true, I wanted there to be more downwards action. I wanted it to be like digging into the bowels of the earth. But it was like.
Sort of like
little
Freedom
digging.
Fall.
Yeah, like Freedom Fall.
Yeah.
Except less falling, more digging. Maybe someone could Freedom Fall into your hole. That would be terrifying. That's the sequel.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the next thing? Do we have anything else we want to talk about this video game? By the way, being an archaeologist, thumbs up.
Yeah, definitely. That's the career choice of champions.
Was the career choice that every kid wanted to be when they were a kid? Well,
every kid that every cool Stargate. Kid.
And Indiana Jones. I keep looking at your video and not at the...
So you either wanted to be Harrison Ford or an archaeologist.
You could be both. He was an
archaeologist. Why not?
Why not? He wasn't a very good archaeologist. I kept doing looking at him and be like, you're just treading on everything, like you're destroying everything. And I'm like,
he just shoots a lot of stuff.
Especially Crystal Skull.
Okay. That's not the good stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Except
Can we not talk about Crystal Skull in the scope of Indiana Jones ever?
Alright.
Is that right?
It's yep. It was the Transformers, or was the of Indiana Jones films. Okay.
I don't think it ever happened. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Pickett is talking about the game for ages.
There's one more thing that I wanted to say.
You can also edit this out.
She's not, like, very super stereotypically. She's, like, she looks not like a girly girl, and I think that is not necessarily portrayed a lot in video games, and that's nice. There you go.
Especially games aimed at younger girls.
Yeah. Because it's a lot of, like, pinks and bows, because it's for women. I don't know whether you guys saw that article recently, which was, like, horrible ways. I think it was a BuzzFeed article. But it was like, ways that video games have been marketed at women. And one of them was like, just colourful consoles and pinks and bows and cooking mama and shit like that. So that was sad.
That article was so angry.
Yes. It was so angry. Even when, like, and I showed it, one of the pictures to everyone, and everyone was like, no, but cooking mama is amazing. I'm like, to be marketed to lady.
But the thing is, like, it was doing things like saying that, like, okay, so it'd have, like, a pink console or whatever, and it'd be like, this is marketed to girls, and that's wrong. I'm like, yes, I agree. And then they're like, girls don't like pink. I'm like, some girls like pink.
Well, I certainly wanted that lilac. There was a lilac Vita. Like, it was beautiful, and I wanted it so much. It looked beautiful. Just not,
and like, they're like, girls don't want this. I'm like, some girls want that. That's pretty good looking, actually. I wouldn't have minded that.
Also, some toys. Really and, speed. Like, yeah. Thanks, BuzzFeed. Screw you.
So, to be clear, the article made you angry or the things that have been marketed to girls that were showcased?
No, like, the way the article was written was very angry.
Yeah.
Like, who wrote the article was angry or was made you angry?
Yeah. They had some punches to make.
They had some issues that they worked out in Word form.
I can't open up the Geek Couture page on my iPad because it just keeps crashing. So that's good.
Oh,
don't worry.
It's because it's too beautiful.
It's too beautiful.
It's too beautiful.
So you can tell, you guys will have to be like, do you remember this dress? And I'll be like, yes.
I would just like to say, which is out of order, I don't understand the one that they did for Cara Thrace.
Oh, I hated that so much. I hated it. Okay. We're going to link the link somewhere.
It's number.
It's so bad. It's so bad. So, if you're not looking at this in another browser, open it up right now. This is, we're looking at Pop Sugar's photos of each of the dresses. And one of them is of Cara Thrace, and it's a skirt. And you're like, what? This is the opposite. Like, and then, like, I don't know, some weird hair shit going on. Did you know?
What is this?
I know, it's awful.
Exactly. It's got this big poofly Marie Antoinette butt going poofly, on made of clothes.
And it's
look
not
at that butt.
And this is what annoyed me about a lot of it. A lot of them were somewhat aesthetically
referencing
or just taking the exact same thing. So the Doctor Who one was pretty much identical to, sorry, there were a couple of Doctor Who ones. I mean the one with the frill neck lizard thing, but it was basically identical to what it was. But none of them took like the theme and like sort of what they would be doing and then turn that into something beautiful and different. Like they just all took.
Yeah.
I wanted more. I'm sorry. And I was really excited and I was sad that I didn't get more. I'm going to load it up.
Yeah. I mean, like.
Is it the first time Comic-Con's done?
Say that again.
The one. Huh?
Is it the first time Comic-Con has done this? Because I haven't
seen it. Yes. First time it's done it. This is why I got so excited because I was like, yes, this is going to be so good. And then I was just a little bit disappointed.
It's so pretty exciting. Theoretically, they are testing the waters.
Yes, they were definitely testing the waters. And
you know which one I hated? Can I express my
pleasure? Definitely.
The Iron Throne.
Really? I could see what they were going for. Like, I feel like it was one of the... Oh, yeah?
It's not... Like, it's got a couple of spikes at the back. And it just feels not like...
Not enough.
It feels like the most basic idea you could have come up with for that. I don't know.
I think it was better than the other ones that were just completely rip-offs. Sorry, go Megan. Ithaca.
Yeah, I was going to say that I thought it was one of the stronger designs, but it needed to take everything to the next level. I'm going full architecture for science. Yeah. But, like, I like all of the ideas they're trying to get across, but they haven't taken anything far enough to make it look wow.
Yeah.
Like, the goddess is quite simple, which is good because it's, like, wearable. But they should have made more spikes and more fabric swords and, like, just made it more look like something that's as uncomfortable to wear as the Iron Throne is to sit on.
But, you know what I mean? It's like a dress with spikes at the back.
Yeah. I think you wouldn't have gone, that's the Game of Thrones, sorry, that's the throne dress, unless someone said, that's the throne dress. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The other thing that I had an annoyance at, which I'm going to just buy in and say, is that a lot of the dresses were just like, oh, we made a dress, and then we put really cheap tulle and netting on it. Oh, yay, it's like fashion now. I'm like, no, sorry, take that back.
Are you referencing the Loki dress?
Yes, there's also other ones that do it. Like, there's other ones. I'm trying to think. Like, the, you know, Effie from Hunger Games. That's like, they did really great job on the bodice, and they're like, let's just put so much tulle on it, and we won't even see. That's fashion, right? Fashion is big.
Yeah, though, that is kind
of... I feel like they just made her...
That's not fashion! Fashion is like taking something and like, they needed to push the boundaries of clothing and design and
stuff.
I hear
what you're saying.
I feel like it was cheap.
I thought the fourth Doctor one was cute.
Which Doctor one?
Yeah, the scarf.
Yeah.
Oh, I liked that. I thought that was probably the best sort of, like, thoughtful design.
I thought they kept everything that they needed to, and then they just made it into a dress. And I was like, oh, I like it.
I thought the... What was the other one? I thought the Doctor Doom one, like, it was a bit... It wasn't super great, but I saw what it was doing, and I liked it. That's it.
Which Doctor Doom?
Doctor Doom, the hood one with it's khaki and
yeah.
And it's like silver and shit. But it was only good because it had the hood going.
Yeah, the hood is the good.
But I would definitely do this. Like, this is the thing that I was going to ask you guys. If you were going to make some sort of geek fashion, like beautiful dress or whatever, what would you choose to do? I've been thinking about this a lot. Maybe I'll tell you mine. I was gonna say. Really? You would be an assassin? Would you turn
of
that?
Of course. Okay. Of course I would be an assassin. What else could I possibly be?
I was thinking of doing like Gareth? No,
Gareth.
Gerald, yeah, Gerald from Thief. Yeah. But
Gerald Rivia.
Yeah. But like not I was like, that would be boring, and browns and everything. What I was thinking was I could do an Akira, like a whole ensemble, as it were. I thought that would be really cool. Or a Fifth Element one, because I feel like you could do a cage dress that, like, took her cage stuff and made it more.
Think this by a podcast. We just nodded furiously.
Yeah. Okay, you guys gotta choose one now.
I didn't realize we would be taking from not games.
Oh, it's geeky. It's like it's Comic-Con, so comics. Yeah. And then it's games as well. So I took it from a nerd thing. Because there was, what were there? We were like, it's like Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I just, there was the Hunger Games. If there's the Hunger Games, I could fucking have that Fifth Element and anime.
You totally can.
No,
I'm keeping my answer the same. I'd be probably some kind of sexy girl assassin with a hood.
Yeah, I feel like
it would be amazing.
Yeah. What would you do, Hope? Muse. What would you do, Muse?
Believe it or not, I've actually never thought about this before.
I didn't until I saw this article and I was like, I think this is shit. How will I do it better? How will I do it better? I have sketches of my... I won't show you because it's embarrassing, but...
You know what would be really crazy?
Yeah.
And a lot of work and money.
Yes.
And we won't do it.
Yes.
But we could actually do this. And then we could wear it to...
We have to...
We don't get to go to Comic-Con, so...
Oz Comic-Con.
Yeah, Oz Comic-Con. Did you know they're linked now? It's almost serious and shit. Almost.
They're linked now.
Ooh. I thought Comic-Con, it's either that or Supernova, and if I've forgotten. No, it's Comic-Con. It's definitely Comic-Con. They're linked.
It has to be Comic-Con.
Yeah, because Supernova doesn't have a thing over there. Anyway.
What were you going to say, Hope? You didn't choose one. I mean, Muse.
Muse didn't. It's because of Hope's first.
So much pressure.
It's okay. You know what I would also consider doing? Is it Sheik from Zelda?
Is that I love her.
I think there would be a really nice... stuff that you could do that's fashiony there. Well, even integrate bits of the Zelda costume into the Sheik. What would you do?
Songbird from Bioshock Infinite.
Oh, yes.
Oh, cool.
That's beautiful. I love that. Cool. It would be full of metal and you could do that. A really cool headdress. I approve.
It would be steampunk.
It was so steampunk.
It would look like something that Cersei Lannister would wear.
You could do some really cool shit with your hair.
Mm.
Anyway, this won't happen here because it's been sponsored. You'll have a look. It's been sponsored by Topshop, and I can't imagine they'll get some like fashion seller to do.
Isn't it sponsored by Hot Topic?
Oh, Hot Topic. I get them mixed up. I never buy them. So yeah, I think
we don't have the option of buying them, do we?
No, we do. Well, we can buy them on the internet. Not in Perth, at least. You're right, it's definitely exclusive for Hot Topic. See, ultimately, the event was a competition in which the winner will co-design a fashion collection exclusively for Hot Topic. Which, by the way, whoever won that, that's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
I
hope the doctor lady won it, because that seems the most relevant.
Yeah, and especially for Hot Topic, and they'll have, like, cute little t-shirt designs and, like, leggings and that sort of thing. I just wish someone had been more innovative. Sorry, Megan. I mean, Ithaca.
That's right. Like Pikachu one would have been cooler if we could see the video because it looks like she comes out of a red and white Pokeball themed jacket.
Oh,
and then she has a yellow
Pikachu
dress underneath.
That's cool.
Mm.
Which is pretty cool.
So who can win? Because it's got the winner there.
Does it? Who won? It must have been a winner.
The winner? Oh.
The thing, by the way, I was really upset with the Ariel one. That was just a bit not okay. I'm glad you guys agreed. Oh, did you see the Metroid one? It was amazing. Sorry, I'm yelling. Did you see the Metroid dress? That I was impressed with. I was super impressed. I was like, this is different. And it took it and it like, it wasn't super like embellished, but it definitely took the theme and ran with it.
Oh, yeah. The Totoro dress, I don't understand at all.
Yeah, I don't. It's just grey. I'm like, it's just grey.
Isn't it just a grey dress?
Yeah, isn't it just a grey dress? Ugh. Words.
And it looks like that one is one of the ones that's going to be partnered with Studio Ghibli and Hot Topic, so...
Oh, really?
I guess they really liked it.
Maybe it was voted by what actually is a relatively wearable thing? I don't know. That's really weird. Though, maybe it's also really... well sewn or something. Maybe they also
Or maybe it's like this easily mass produced.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because a lot of them certainly wouldn't be.
No, sir.
Looking at the Eric one again, this is making me mad.
Which one? Sorry, which one are you looking at?
The Little Mermaid one?
Oh yeah, it's so naff. It's so naff.
Yeah, it's very narrow.
A big shell.
And you're like,
mono shell.
Mono boob.
She's only got one boob behind
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
that's one.
Boob. What else were we going to talk about at Comic-Con? In the US, by the way,
I have
not
a segue.
Us. Oh, segue!
So there's a dress for... No, I don't really have a segue.
That's okay.
It's sad. There is a dress for Regina from Once Upon a Time.
Oh, yeah.
And it is literally just...
What she
it's
wears.
Like a dress that
yeah.
she would wear in the show
yeah.
with another skirt put over the top of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that shit?
I was really confused. I was like, isn't that just her?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the hairstyle is also, like... I think there's a point where you stop referencing and start ripping off. Which sounds very harsh, but it's a fine line to walk, and I think that they've crossed over into the sign of just imitation.
Yeah.
yeah.
Instead of inspiration.
I don't feel like they've, like, had their own ideas.
Yeah, not at all. The other thing, that was the other thing, the Queen Amidala one, isn't that identical to the Queen Amidala dress except shorter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I believe so.
Yeah.
I haven't looked quite closely at it, but that's the impression that I got.
So,
and again,
there you
the hairstyle is very similar.
We're annoyed at everything. There you go. This is, you've been listening to Grumpy Double XP.
Watch.
Yep.
On the YouTube.
We'll get grumpy. Of course we can't, well, it's not that we can't, it's that we haven't done all these beautiful things, so we should also say that we really appreciate that they put this on in the first place, and that we could...
Yeah, yeah. No, the only reason we're talking so much about it is because of how excited we are.
I know, and I want to do it so bad, it'll never come to Oz Comic Con, but I wish it would. Oh well.
Yeah.
What was it, did you want to do your segue?
Not really.
Speed up your segue! Lean forward more!
All I'm going to say is that I can't wait for Once Upon a Time Season 4!
Oh, that's so adorable. How long's it been out? Is it coming back? When's it coming back?
Season 4 isn't out yet, but all the actors were there promoting it, and I watched too many GIFs.
No, that's beautiful.
No one particular actor.
I see all of the tumbles that you have tumbled, so, No,
I actually made a second Tumblr to protect my shame and my identity.
Is it called Once Upon a Time in Megan's Head?
How do I even words?
Follow that, guys. How do I even words?
More.
How do I even words?
The other show I'm really looking forward to is Black Sails, and the actors were there. And it just... They're just so cute. It's ridiculous.
Aww.
All these mean characters acting like they have joy in their lives and showers.
It's beautiful.
Ithaca fangirling is my favourite thing.
Oh, it's my favourite thing. I'm like, can I please have some more passion for anything? I want to get more excited.
I just wish I had the ability to let go and have these feelings. Like, I don't have that yet. I don't have the ability to let go and have these feelings. I'm too... You gotta keep it all in, man.
I used to. Now I'm old. I'm like, oh, I'm too exhausted. I can't have feelings.
You know, I had that feeling, and then I was like, you know what? Why do I need to internalize all this joy? Why don't I split it out?
Why don't I share it with everyone?
So Megan and I think we were very similar teenagers in that we were like, girly things are bad, and being a girl is bad, and fangirling is bad. And then later on, we're like, why is it bad?
Yeah,
it's not bad.
I remember that.
But I haven't gotten over it yet.
I have to say, though, I still get, like, pressure in my life to not do that. I still have haters in my life who are like, comfort.
So do I.
Yeah.
That's probably why I don't do it.
Well, that's the whole reason I have a Tumblr specifically for fangirling that I've just made that I haven't told anyone about, except for today.
It's a secret. Don't fucking tell anyone.
If you look at my Tumblr, I, like, reblog... a thing, which is just GIFs.
That's fine. I love
GIFs. And then I will reblog like 40 things that I think are legitimately interesting and cool, and then I'll reblog another thing from the thing that I'm fangirling about. Because I can't just do it all at once.
Yep.
I have to make people not think I'm crazy.
But you're not crazy. But do you know what I mean? Like, you should be able to fangirl, and it's sad that people think it's shit.
I think the amount of effort you're going to not seem crazy anything else that you mentioned.
Oh, what was I going to say, though? Oh, I have reblogged Scully and Mulder having a smooch and, like, AUs where they're, like, basically in high school. So there are some things on my Tumblr that are nerdy as hell. Nerdy? Nerdy? Fangirly as hell.
Fangirly.
I mean fangirly. Mm. It's a they're similar, but not the same.
Yeah. I don't think I've reblogged anything fangirly for fear of letting that out.
You probably should. It's liberating. Like a beast. Like, it feels good. And then you just get to write things that are like...
Oh, feed the beast. Feed the beast.
Mm, feed the beast. Feed it. That's a good tag. We should make that our fangirl tag, feed the beast.
I would do that. is also the name of how you run Minecraft. So it's like a Minecraft add-on. So it's I like it.
It
swallows it up. The only other thing I was going to say, we've been talking for 33 minutes. Do we want to talk about anything else?
Yeah. I did want to talk about something else that happened at Comic-Con, which is two things that I thought were really cool. The first thing is that, and they're basically the same thing, but with different people. The first thing is that Daniel Radcliffe was there for stuff, and then he went around in a Spidey
costume.
Just had photos with people and took cosplay photos and met people, and he was just a normal guy, and it's so cool.
He is
so
a normal guy.
Yeah, it's like, it seems like the solution celebrities have been wanting for ages, just dress up as Spider-Man.
Oh, but they've definitely done that before. This is not new, but also Daniel Radcliffe is adorable. Did you see the photo of him and 30 dogs? Him and 30 dogs.
Yes.
Love the photo of him and 30 dogs. Continue.
Oh, Tobey Maguire did it too.
Yeah, exactly.
He actually cosplayed Spider-Man at Comic-Con, and then he was Spider-Man. It was like a double costume.
But the other person is the person that I'm more excited about, so you should say who that is.
Me too. It's Maisie Williams.
Yes! I love her so much.
She's great. I'm so excited to see her in all the things.
I love her so
much.
She
went as Spidey and as V. And she's just so great. I just love her.
It's going to be so cool to watch her do different things as she gets older.
And I watched a video of her freaking... No, I was going to say rap dancing. I sound like some old brother, like, rap dancing. No, whatever the spin.
Breakdancing.
Thank you. She was breakdancing. It was amazing. And she was doing it in parachute pants. And I want to grow up to be Maisie Williams.
Can you grow up to be someone
new? Yes.
Oh, yes.
Don't ruin my dreams. I believe in you. But she's the coolest. I follow her on Twitter, and it's not solid good, but I love her, so I don't care.
I don't care either. I follow so many celebrities on Twitter that I don't even...
I know, right?
She's good.
She vines, though. She vines. Her vines are good.
Oh, really?
I don't follow celebrities. Like, I feel weird about it. I'm like, ugh.
Oh, but, like, I feel like... Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm tweeting at her. But I love Maisie Williams.
No,
it's
you never
like,
tweet, you just go.
Yes, yes. I feel like she's really similar to my like little cousins. I'm like, I'm following my little cousin, and she's so excited about X thing and meeting some boy band, and I'm like, I love you, Maisie Williams.
She's a part of your family.
Yeah, but
it's an illusion that we like to share with ourselves.
See, there we go. Maybe I just fangirled about Maisie Williams. I let the beast out.
That's totally acceptable. You should fangirl anything. Like, you can fangirl...
Beef.
Hairbrush.
Beef?
I was like...
Did you say beef?
Yes! I said beef. I'm hungry. I'm waiting for us to finish.
Beef is good as well.
Beef is good. I could fangirl beef.
We'll get some beef.
Beef. Megan's cup Ithaca's cup has cows on it as well, so...
I know, it's my favourite. It's from Woolworths.
It's beautiful. I want
like
it.
I love it.
I like the way they look like they're patchwork cows.
Pixie cows.
They are. I call them my silly cows cup.
Silly cows.
I love that you have four, just in case you're too silly and you break them.
What shows are you watching?
I just watched Rosemary's Baby. It was awful. What else? I watched Oculus, which is a horror movie. I've been doing a horror movie stint. Oculus was not satisfying. It was not satisfying at all. I also watched...
What does it take for a horror horror movie to be satisfying? Like, does it have to scare you? Does it have to be...
No. Sorry. Satisfying in the sense of... Okay, so, like, there's the Cthulhu mythos, right? And you have, like... Oh no, there's a giant alien, you'll never be free of the giant alien, and you're pitiful and tiny in the universe. But at the end of a satisfying Cthulhu story, you run over Cthulhu with a boat, and he goes back to sleep. Like, that is a satisfying thing. Like, you don't beat the evil, but you sort of contain it and win your own little battle. Non-satisfying ones are like, oh, everyone's dead, oh, everybody's shit forever, oh, the joke's on you. And I hate that. I hate that. I want little victories. Where would Event Horizon? Probably. Actually, I really like Event Horizon, though it scared the shit out of me when I was little. Like, not... as far as movies go.
As far as I understand, Event Horizon is still considered really damn scary for adults. So...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I watched it when I was 16-ish, alone in my house during a storm when no one was around for one of the first times in my adult life.
Yes.
And I shit myself.
me and my brother. Literally. No, literally. That would be weird.
That would be an overshare.
Example of an overshare. Me and my brother were completely alone in a holiday house that we had never been in before, and there was a storm outside, and it was very dark, and we'd turn off all the lights, and it was fucking, like, it was, okay, it was like, shit, maybe fucking you can turn into a crazy thing. I didn't even know the, like, meta plot of Event Horizon until someone told me later. They're like, yes, the black hole, like, does something. And I was like, oh, wow, I didn't even know this. I just watched it and was freaked out.
Oh, you mean, like, the whole thing, isn't it,
it gets sucked into a wormhole and it, like, releases a distress signal, and then many, many years later they hear it or something like that?
Yeah, and then, but the warp drive using a black hole causes them to all go nuts or something.
And it kind of makes the ship its own entity.
Sorry, guys, spoilers. Yes.
The worst part is Sam Neill has this scene at the end of the movie where you think he...
Yes.
He carks it. And we know that the main character is safely in a stasis booth.
Yes.
And then...
Yes.
you fast forward to the future, and then people come into the ship, presumably to rescue the stasis guy. Then Sam Neill. And you're like, oh, shit's gonna get shit real. And then it ends. That's it. There's no closure. The bad guy didn't die at all.
That's how it ends?
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Yeah. So see like, Alien, the original, actually a horror movie, not an action movie, was really good, because you got, like, you know, she got away. She got away, and you're like, there are no aliens anymore, that's good.
Yeah. Little did you know.
Well, she goes back and fights them, and at least the next one gives you closure. It's like, punching an alien. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Event Horizon was the first movie that did that to me, where it's like, everything's okay. Shh. It's gonna be fine. Ha ha. Screw you.
I'm sorry. But at least you watched it. It was a good movie. Like, it's a solid movie. Yeah. Oculus is not... I
don't like those movies.
Oculus is not...
It's really good. Oh.
Basically, it came up the other day. A friend of mine was watching it, and I said to my partner, I was like, what's that movie about? And he's like, it's scary. I'm like, oh. He's like, what's it about? And he gives me, like, the shortest rundown of the plot, and I'm just like this, shaking. Like, oh. It's not a thing. It's not a thing. Tell me it's not a thing.
It's really good,
Add to that the fact that it's, like, Sam Neill, who before then was just, like, my favourite character in Jurassic Park and nothing else. And you're just like...
I'll never see Jurassic Park the same way again.
What do you guys think of Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman?
Did you see that she supported Israel?
Yeah.
That was cool,
and I was like, oh no.
Apparently she made a really really offensive comment on Facebook with something like that.
She is Israeli as far, like, she is, isn't she?
Well, so, sorry, she's, I can't remember the word, but yes.
She's from Israel.
And it makes sense.
I think that that, you know, obviously if you were from there, you would probably not have the clearest of opinion of objectivity.
Yeah.
Because you just see your family suffering.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised. And also, like, I can't understand having those thoughts, but you could also think, hey, there's all this media coming out of, you know, the other country, whereas Israel, no one's covering Israel's hurt. Like, I can understand why you might think that, but it's not true, because there's just so many more casuals on
Fox News and stuff like that. Israel's getting a lot more coverage than Palestine.
Yeah, and the BBC were like, oh, a woman in, like, Israel was treated for shock, and not, like, the millions of kids that were hurt and that sort of thing. So I can definitely see, if you're not listening to the right channels, that you might get a very different view.
A skewed view
and have wrong opinions. But that doesn't mean that I'm comfortable with that, and I'm disappointed that they tried really hard. They got, you know, a POC person to play Wonder Woman.
I was really excited until that.
It's disappointing, and it's...
Yeah.
I don't know. And I feel like the other thing is, you would hope that if you're in that position, you would think really, really hard before you said something like, yay, Israel.
Or even if you didn't, that the people who are supposed to be there to look after her, like her publicity people, would be like...
I've heard lots of people on Twitter don't seem to think they need someone to help them. You know what I mean? Like, there's lots of...
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of amazing celebrity Twitter accounts as well, who are funny, brilliant, and perfect. But there's also a lot of people who are just like, I'm just doing this, and I don't have an effect on the world, and I think this is funny, and it's my dick, or whatever.
That's true.
I mean,
Gugu, Ithaca.
It's just like the football thing, where they're just doing dumb shit that people do, and like having wrong opinions is something that heaps of people do, and it's not in and of itself it's bad. But once you give it the stage of celebrity, it becomes
a
different creature.
As bad as someone who's got, you know, a soapbox and a big audience and could actually change people's minds or have an effect on what's going to happen.
Well,
I mean,
like Lady
Woman is a warrior for peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It's
That's
one of those,
important.
Yeah, there's one of those things that you just can't... You really wish that people who are playing such powerful characters, especially like Wonder Woman, and this is one of the first ones we'll get where she, like, has more than one line... Because apparently she only has one line in the Lego movie. Like...
Oh, really?
Apparently. So...
I did not know that. I haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen it either. Well, sorry, I've seen part of it. I haven't seen the whole thing.
It's otherwise good.
Yeah, no, apparently it's amazing. And I saw the Batman bit and it was hilarious, but...
I hate it when, like, things are amazing, problematic, and it's just like, oh, I'm just...
But you
I like you. Could you just have been not problematic?
Yeah, can you just have better opinions? It is unfortunate.
I feel this way every time that I find out that an actor is not the person I wish they
were. Richard Dean Anderson!
Comic-Con.
Can we not?
He has the worst opinions and kept trying to make fat jokes about himself, and it was just obvious, it was awful, and then he kept making jokes about ladies, and it wasn't appropriate, and...
And didn't he not remember what O'Neill's name was?
Yeah. Well, he's just done some really awful... Like, he's just not a cool guy. Not a cool guy.
Yeah.
Whereas Sam... oh my god, where's Samantha Carter's real name? Her
major...
The person that I went to see, the actor? Amanda Tapping.
Yeah.
Amanda Tapping is amazing and lovely and bubbly and really great. But, let's never talk about Richard Dean Anderson again. Also, one more thing before we go. In, the latest seasons where Richard Dean Anderson, not Richard Dean Anderson, where he's a colonel, I was like, oh, he must be wearing a fat suit because he would never get fat. And then he's just like, no, He's very fat. He's let himself go. Nothing wrong with that, but it was really interesting because I was like, his face was skinny and the rest of his body had just ballooned.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just had thought he was wearing a fat suit. I'm sorry. But yes, he had some awful opinions and I wish that I had never seen him so that I didn't think about him now having the bad opinions.
Yeah, because it ruins the image. It taints O'Neill.
Can all good actors who make good roles please just be good in person?
Please.
It's important.
I would like that a lot.
Be like the guy who plays
Be
like the guy who plays what?
Arrow.
Oh. I was going to say the guy that we guys saw at, was it Supernova? We saw the Khal Drogo, who was super great.
He was so great.
He's so funny. What's his name?
He has such a projecting voice.
What's his name, guys?
And he cared. Like, he actually, like, cared
his
about the stuff.
His name is Jason Momoa.
Yep, Jason Momoa. And I was like... I just hated...
Jason Mimosa.
Stargate Atlantis, but I was like, I will watch it for you now, because I love you. I think you're great. So.
And he was so proud of it. He's so proud of everything he's done. And that part where he's like, a guy glassed me, and I went to hospital, but now I'm famous, and he's in jail. And I was like, I love you.
Yeah. He's just a clever... He's a cool guy. He's a cool guy. I would like to hang out and have a drink. So if you're listening, Jason...
Yeah. Hey.
Come and drink with us. We could do a thing or something.
We drink?
We could... Well, I was going to say, like, we could make our beautiful cocktails that are themed on video games. But maybe that's a bit too much for the first time we have a drink.
Maybe that's a little forward.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll take it slow. Promise.
This is an... Oh, I think we left the bass out.
This is exactly where I wanted it to go, this podcast.
Growl. Will you let the bass out? There you go. We're fangirling.
Speaking of the guy who plays Arrow, his name is Stephen Amell, and he's amazing as well. Like, he does all these things for charity, and he built this giant fan army on Facebook that's taking over the world and promotes, like, the show, and also seems really cool and nice.
Oh, that's what you want! And, like, I heard that.
You were telling me, he's just, like, in his, like, room waiting to film, and people are like, come film! And he's like, no, I'm talking to fans, go away! I'm fans!
He literally has, like, his iPhone propped up, this way, because it's vertical, and he's just like, people come in and they're like, Steven! We need you! And he's like, shh! I'm answering questions. And they'll be like, I have to go soon, guys. I'm really sorry. It's so sweet.
Oh, and the guy from Supernatural. What's his name? Castiel? What's his name?
He has a special name, doesn't he? It's like a weird name.
It's because he's Ukrainian.
A special name.
He's from where am I? He's Ukrainian, I think.
Yeah, it's like a really cool name. I don't know. Right. I don't know. I don't fangirl Supernatural yet.
Well, it's gotten really not awful. It's not what I want to watch anymore. It changed.
It's gotten really long.
Yes.
It's suffering under the weight of its seasons.
Oh, wow, I like that. I will use that again. That is a solid phrase.
I think a lot about shows. I wanted to use my word that I made up in the Google Doc, but I never worked it in.
Oh, want to say your word?
Abstonishing.
Oh, wait.
Abstonishing acting talent.
Abstonishing. I believe that. I believe you.
My dog was like, nope, not having that one.
I was going to be like, damn, son, look at them astonishing acting skills.
Who was that for? Was that for the Arrow guy?
No, actually, this was for the guy who plays Bane in Black Sails. Okay. Check it out.
It's a good...
But also the guy, also Arrow, yes. And Jason Momoa also.
Yeah.
If you've listened to this and you've liked it, maybe leave us like questions or something that we could talk about next time.
Yeah.
If this is your bag.
Yeah. Sorry, we didn't actually
really good.
Talk about video games very much.
we did a little bit.
We talk too much.
We don't have to.
I was trying to make a word like yours, like ab something, and I came up with distracted.
We definitely. Like, talked about.
Okay. That's strong.
Mm.
This is why I'm not allowed a fangirl. This is what happened.
But yeah. Signing off, you should go back the whole story if that is your jam.
Yes.
And then we're hoping to do this every fortnight, or maybe sooner, but like definitely every fortnight. Definitely, definitely. Yeah. Hold it to us. Hold it to us.
We promise.
Yep. Yep. Pinky promise.
Yeah, pinky promise.
You got a pinky promise, hope.
What are you
doing? Muse. Oh my god. Yes! Yes! This is
quality. Like I said,
quality TV!
Professional.
And next week everything. We might be using Google Hangout, maybe. Who knows? Alright.
Yes. And I will be using a headset next time because it's been hard to hear a little bit.
Oh, is it? I look so cool though. I love my headset. I look like space age.
I know. I have a really cool looking headset as well, so I need to integrate that.
Fires and missiles is what I look like.
I am
tired. Okay, all right. Let's go eat some food. Leave us a message below. We've been Double XP.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Bye.